We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy snowy Friday Eve. It was really, really weird because when I got here, which was around 4:50, not a flake of snow my entire ride in. Perfectly dry, but that is not the case now.
Well, I came in about, I guess, 10 minutes after you did. And so it was starting to fall in King of Prussia. And then around Conshohocken, around the curve, it was starting to stick just a little bit, and then nothing. And now we look up on the TV screen, Channel 10, and KOP is covered.
Like, that's how quickly the storm is moving in.
Yeah, we're talking about, 4 to 7 inches, that winter storm warning in effect till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can always check in with our sister station, get all the latest traffic and weather updates, kywnewsradio.com. Just type that in. There you go. Got some prizes this morning you can win. Take your mind off the snow at 7:30. It's Beat the Bee, a $25 Wawa gift card and a Wawa Burger t-shirt, which is cool. Also a lot of money, $505 for the IQ, the impossible question, at 8:15. Now we're going to hop on over to our Facebook Live video for our Be Up Club. I will tell you a story this morning. Quite an embarrassing thing happened.
What'd
with
you
a coworker or
what? He doesn't have any coworkers in here.
Not with B101, with the company. I hate to leave the air people hanging with this story, but it involves someone this morning who works for another radio station in this building.
That was here. happened to you in person here this
morning.
That's
right. Ooh. Not here. It was on the road.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Real quick.
All right.
I won't mention any names. So I'm in the traffic lane making a left-hand turn, right? And the guy who works here for the company cut me off in traffic, and he's at the red light.
Okay.
And the light turns green.
Are you talking about at 30th Street?
Yes.
Okay.
The light turns green. He's not moving. And I'm mad because, first of all, he just cut me off.
Did you know it was him when he did it?
No.
Oh, okay. And now you're both
the
garage at the same time.
It's so bad. I lean on my horn. I'm waving my arms. What are you doing?
Because Bill does get road rage.
I do get road rage, especially in Center City. And then I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. He's turning down into the garage that I have to go into. And I have to follow him in. And now I'm parked 4 spaces away from him.
Did you get out of the door at the same time?
Well, yeah. I got out of the car. And all I said was, hey, man, how's it going? And I just kept going. I kept walking. I was so embarrassed.
You should be.
But, first of all, he cut me off, so that didn't put me in a good mood. And then he's not paying attention with the green light.
I can't wait to hear this.
I won't mention names.
I want to know.
I'll mention the name on the Be Up Club. How about that? So tune in if you can, if it's safe to do so, online on our Facebook page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, don't forget to get the latest on this winter storm, including all the snow totals and, of course, the road conditions by checking in with our sister station. All you have to do is type in kywnewsradio.com. Couple of things you probably should know today. First of all, for the kids, no snow day in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So all Philly public and parochial schools, they will be holding virtual classes today.
I think there should be a snow day.
I do.
But also in the city, and this is important, no garbage or recycling pickup today because they're going to use the trucks for clearing snow on city streets. Actually, in my neighborhood, too, there was, I got the email this morning, no trash pickup today.
Yep.
After I put out all the stuff yesterday,
recycling.
I'm throwing away a chair that the cats ripped up, and I worked so hard to get this thing out of the house because it was super heavy and awkward.
But you knew there was a massive snowstorm.
Well, I wanted to get it out ahead of the storm. Okay. I didn't want to be doing it tomorrow morning.
I have an idea for you.
What's that?
Since you have this ripped up chair sitting at the end of your driveway, build a snowman today and put it on that chair.
Oh, that is an interesting idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. If there's enough snow, which I think there's going to be.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah.
I want to see video
of
this.
That's an interesting idea. I might do that. Our, you know what? PennDOT crews, though, are plowing out this morning. So they're on the highways. And if you are driving out there right now, obviously you want to give those guys plenty of room so they can do their job the best you can. Obviously, too, with those salt trucks, too, you want to stay behind them as well. So for Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, our colleagues at KYW News Radio, they are working very hard right now just to get all of us the latest information on this winter storm. So please, if you can, check in a couple of times today. Type in kywnewsradio.com. In the meantime, Bill and I would love to know what's happening right now wherever you are.
Yeah, if it's like safe to do so,
totally
give us
safe,
a call.
Yeah,
tell us what town you're in and what you're seeing out there. Is it snowing yet where you are? Because we talked to some members from our Be Up Club this morning. I know Kate May, didn't we have a caller, a listener in Kate May said it was starting there.
But what was interesting was Doylestown, Percocet, nothing yet.
Nothing.
Now, granted, that was about 15 minutes ago.
But sure. What was crazy is when we came in this morning, you didn't see one flake at 4 in the morning, 4:30, 4 in the morning. And I just started to see it falling. We get here in the station, we look up on the TV, look at Channel 10, and it was like, it looked like 2 or 3 inches had fallen already in King of Prussia.
So that's how quick it's coming through. So, yeah, wherever you are, only please, if it's safe to do so, give us a call.
Yeah, let us know where you are and how the roads are. If it's safe, here's our number, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I wonder what it's doing snow-wise right now in Spring City. How much does that little town have? That is where our top fan lives. He is James Hill. Hey, James. He's our top fan today because he liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. He's very active with us on social media. And, of course, because he listens to the B.
Well, don't throw your back out shoveling, James. You know what I mean? Try to get the kids to do it, if you have any. Or hire some kids. That's always a good thing. They're looking to make a buck or two. But stay safe and warm, James. Congratulations on being named a top fan. And, of course, it is sponsored by our friends at Acme. Your lunch break. Never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Register for a chance to win it online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, isn't this fun? I mean, our latest winter storm is here with the snow coming down really hard in some places. We're in Center City. Bill and I were just looking out the window. It's fierce.
More than I thought it would
be. Yeah, exactly. But what is it doing in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, please give us a call. If it's safe to do so, of course. Like, maybe you're in the car right now. It's not too bad. Maybe you're at home at the kitchen table, safe and warm with a coffee in hand. Describe what you're experiencing. Now, go ahead, Eileen. Where are you and what are you seeing?
So, driving in Northeast Philly from Mayfair to Academy Road on 95, visibility is pretty poor because all the snow is light snow, so it's really blowing.
Okay.
So you really have to drive with caution. Not slippery or anything. I'm not seeing any slip and slides. I'm not seeing any accidents, but visibility is pretty poor.
Just curious, are you seeing pavement still on 95?
Yeah, kind of, because it's blowing.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know, just because it's blowing off of 95, like, you know, it's just blowing around. It's like a weird kind of snow right now.
Eileen, be super careful. And I appreciate you calling in and letting everyone know. Thank you.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right, Sharon in Collegeville, what's it look like?
It is really, really, really coming down a lot, the snow. And I just went out to my garage, and I think there's probably about maybe 2 inches or more.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
We have a winter wonderland right now in Collegeville. Sharon, please be safe today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you too, and enjoy the day. Love you guys bunches.
Okay, Mark from Coatesville is on the air. Tell us what you're seeing out there.
About 2 to 3 inches so far, and the roads are terrible on Route 30.
You have to go into work today?
Yep.
Now, how long are you going to be working?
Probably through the night.
Yeah, this is one of those 12, 14 16-hour shifts you're on. I'm curious, do you enjoy plowing?
You do, but I mean, towards the end, you get a little burnout, but you get used to it.
Right. You like the extra money, right, Mark? But again, like you said, it gets a little exhausting.
Yeah, but hopefully people give everybody their space, and if you don't have to be on the roads, don't be.
I was just going to ask you, what is your advice as a plow driver for drivers? Just give you the space?
Yeah, give plow drivers the space, and when they're trying to clear the roads, don't be on their behind.
Yeah.
Thanks for all you do, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Be safe.
All right, you guys be safe, too. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, our latest winter storm has arrived.
And
as
not
expected.
Quietly.
Not quietly and like a lion. In fact, outside of our Center City studios, it's coming down at a pretty good clip. Actually,
it sure is, yeah. And we would want to know what you're seeing where you are right now. But please, only if it is safe to call in, okay? Go ahead, Denny. So where are you right now?
Jersey Turnpike. I'm at Interchange 7A. I work here as a toll collector. I have to tell you guys, I started out at 4:10 this morning from South Jersey. There was no snow or anything on the roads. It was really good, clear sailing. It was wonderful.
Right.
I get up to my interchange here at 5A. I walk in to go to the bathroom really quickly. I walk out, and oh, my God.
Oh.
It's like Winterland, you know,
right.
Wonderland.
Yeah, that's how fast the system is.
I just want to say, I wish the 5-axle, which are your big trailers, mm-hmm. would stop turning and doing a U-turn on the turnpike, and they're fishtailing, and that one guy almost hit another car.
I
hate to see that, but the roads are just so, so slippery. If you don't have to be out, don't.
You're right. You are so right, and that's what I'm calling to really recommend to everybody. Please do not go on the roads if you don't need to, because the salt trucks need to clear the roads.
Denny, thank you so much for that advice, and listen, you be safe sitting there in that toll collection booth, okay?
That's right, and we appreciate all the work you do.
Well, I love you guys to death. I'm not kidding you. You have no idea what I do to get this radio set up to make sure I get B101.
I love it. We love it. Well, thank you.
Be safe, Denny, and thank you so much. Take care.
You guys are fabulous. You take care, too, all right? Be safe.
Yeah, you too. Let's get your mind off the snow and on to our little game show we call Beat the Bee. Your chance to win a $25 Wawa gift card and a Wawa Burger T-shirt. We're going to play at 7:30, but please call only if it's safe to do so, of course. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Really cool prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a $25 Wawa gift card and also an iBurger Wawa t-shirt. And this morning we are playing very safely with Terry. She is from Turnersville and she was caller number 10.
Okay, Terry, it's 5 trivia questions for Jen. Today's category, the game show, is game show trivia. It's honor of Vanna White's birthday, which is today. She turned 64. Happy birthday, Vanna. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5. Right, you're going to win. Terry, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am.
All right, here we go. We'll start with Wheel of Fortune, Jen. So before becoming the host of the game show, Pat Sajak was on a local NBC TV affiliate. Was he the weatherman or the sports guy, the sports anchor? Weather or sports?
Huh.
Terry, will she know that?
I'm going to go with Jen.
You're going to go with Jen. Was he doing weather or sports?
Well, Terry, I don't know, but he seems more like a weather guy than a sports guy, so I'll go weather.
He was the weatherman.
Yay!
That's right. All right, you're on the board. Here we go, question 2. Good job, Terry. Good job, Jen. All right. Jen, our very own producer, Nate, and his family competed on Family Feud a couple years ago. It was very
exciting for all of us.
Yeah. Which family did he lose to? Can you remember? Was it the Bussy family or the Brady family? Bussies or Bradys? Terry, will she know that?
I'm going to have to go with Jen.
You're going to go with Jen.
No, I'm glad you did, because I watched that episode, obviously, and I do remember, because you gave me options, it was the Bussy family.
It was the Bussy family, that's right, even though Brady's never lose, as we learned from the big game.
One more, Terry.
Are you ready? You can go for the sweep here. Here we go. Question 3, Jen. Bob Barker, the legendary host of The Price is Right, but he did host a game show that was a bomb. It was only on for 6 months. Was it The Family Game, similar to Family Feud, or Bark for Bob, featuring adorable doggies and their owners?
Can I just ask a question? Is this before or after Price is Right?
It was during Price is Right. They were trying to capitalize on his popularity, so they gave him another game show.
Okay.
Was it The Family Game or Bark for Bob? Terry, will she know that?
I'm going to go with Jen.
I'm going to go with Jen.
Terry!
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. And, I mean, he certainly was a proponent for the pets. So I'll go, even though I've never heard of it, Bark for Bob.
No, I made that up.
Oh,
there's no Bark for Bob. It was the Family Game.
But why would they make another Family if Family Feud is still on?
I don't know how these game show producers think, Jen. I'm only reading my trivia questions.
Bark for Bill.
Bark for Bill.
All right, sir. I thought it was Bark for Bob, too.
Thank you, Terry.
Doesn't that sound like a fun game? All right. Well, you still have two chances to win here, Terry. Question for Jen. Jeopardy is a sister show of Wheel of Fortune. Now, does that mean you can or cannot compete on one show if you've been on the other? In other words, if you're a Jeopardy contestant, can you go on Wheel of Fortune and vice versa? Terry, will she know that?
I hope so, yes.
You say yes.
I've never heard of that, mm-hmm. but you said they're what? Sister game shows?
They're sister game shows, meaning if you're on one show,
right.
can you be on the other afterward?
Oh, man.
What do you think?
I guess there's a rule that you can't if they're these sister game shows, so I'll say no, you can't.
And that is correct. You cannot. That means, Terry, you won. Good job.
Terry! Congratulations.
Yeah,
you got a $25
Terry.
Wawa gift card. You also got the iBurger Wawa t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you.
Very
yeah,
cool.
You'll have to thank try you. It and tell us how it is.
Yeah, maybe we can get this game show Bark for Bill going. I like this. Wouldn't that be cool? All right, Terry, hang on.
That would be cool.
And we'll get your info, okay?
All right, thank you.
And make sure you're listening for your chance to play tomorrow at 7:30 with Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
All right, well, let's get your mind off the snow for a moment by looking forward to something super fun you can do with the kids outside this spring at the Philadelphia Zoo. So there is going to be this brand new exhibit, and it's called Big Time, Life in an Endangerous Age. So I want you to think dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be, get this, 24 huge animatronic dinosaurs, including the T-Rex and Triceratops at the zoo that you can get up close personal with. You're going to learn about, you know, like what happened to them. And also, and I love this. This is cool. You can get to face-to-face with a woolly mammoth, one of my favorite dinosaurs of all time.
They are fascinating.
It's like a
they
big,
were.
Cuddly, furry elephant with those huge tusks. it's like Jurassic Park in Philadelphia. Who's not going to love that? It opens to the public March 29th. And you can already reserve those tickets online at philadelphiazoo.org. Coming up next, guys, a dinosaur-like in terms of its growth or
size.
Thank you. It's the impossible question. $505 could be yours at 8:15 when we play. Good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Phillies B101.1.
$505 this morning for the IQ. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Hey, Erica, what is your guess?
My guess is their ability to get pregnant.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's a...
Can be a very stressful mm-hmm. time for couples. That is a really good guess. You are very in tune, Erica, mm-hmm. but it's not the one we're looking for. Be safe today.
Oh, thank you.
All right, keep calling then again only if it is safe to do so. We'd love to hear your guesses. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it? 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Phillies B101.1.
$505 for the impossible question this morning. Here it is. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Hey, Richard. Good morning. What is your guess?
Gift they got for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
That's interesting. Yeah, if your friend got a nice little gift and you got nothing.
A car versus a box of chocolates.
Right.
Huh?
That would certainly turn any woman green with envy, but not what we're looking for, though, Richard. Good guess, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Mike, surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Would it be good available credit?
Do you have a good credit score, Mike?
Pretty good. Yeah,
all right, good. Well, you don't have to give us a number.
Needed.
Is it higher or lower than 730?
Would you stop?
I'm just kidding.
Leave him alone.
Mike, great guess, but it's not good credit.
Sean, how about you? What's your guess?
I'd like to say they're kids.
They're jealous of other people's kids?
You mean like how successful yeah. those kids are?
How successful, like sports, like yeah. just their overall
the
their
fact
kids.
That they could maybe even speak in complete sentences
right,
in English. Unlike mine.
Oh, Jen.
The fact that they do chores around the house
goodness.
And don't look at you with a blank face.
I mean, I love it when you vent on the air about your kids.
Ian, please go out and shovel the driveway today.
That's right,
but
Ian.
What's a shovel?
Do your duty, sir. Sean, this is a great guess, but not what we're looking for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care, Sean. Bye-bye. All right, no one got it. That means we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. So tomorrow morning at 8:15, wow, we're going to be up to $606. Ooh. Sweet.
And here it is again. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it? Think about it. Good luck. We'll play 8:15 tomorrow morning on Philly's B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it now, entertainment-wise. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer for Demi Lovato's upcoming documentary, but, I mean, apparently she is ready to talk.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
FYI, I'm just going to say it all, and then if we, like, don't want to use any of it, we can take it out.
Well, one of the things that won't be taken out, because she just opened up about it yesterday, is that she currently has brain damage. She doesn't even drive because after her overdose, she had 3 strokes.
Wow.
And a heart attack, which is just awful. But we'll hear about the whole thing. It's going to air on YouTube on March 23rd. Maybe the fourth time is the charm. Who knows for Paris Hilton? She got engaged once again, this time on her 40th birthday by her boyfriend of a year, Carter Room, I think is how you say his last name. He's also 40. He proposed on a private island. They were on vacation. And the pictures that she posted on Instagram yesterday, honestly, they're really, really sweet. I mean, they look very much in love.
Hey, this one might stick. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh passing away yesterday after a battle with cancer. He was 70 years old. Limbaugh, the winner of a number of broadcast awards, including his induction to the Radio Hall of Fame and the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Kenan Thompson was on Ellen yesterday, had some big news announcing that Justin Bieber will, in fact, be returning to the Kids' Choice Awards March 13th as the headliner. Of course, the show is going to be performed virtually. Bieber is nominated for 5 awards. Kenan, again, hosting the show. And this is cool. Our very own Michael Bennett here on B101 just started doing his very own entertainment report on our sister station, KYW News Radio. And if you'd like to check that out, his first one today will be at 1:24 in the afternoon. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time right now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while the white stuff is is falling here in the Philly area. And it is sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies. All right, well, let's get your mind off the snow for a moment. We're going to look forward to something super fun that you can do with the kids outside this spring at the Philadelphia Zoo. So there is going to be a new exhibit, and it's called Big Time, Life in an Endangerous Age. So we want you to think dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be 24 huge animatronic dinosaurs, including the T-Rex and Triceratops, at the zoo that you can actually get up close and personal with. And you'll learn about, you know, like what happened to them. And also, this is really cool. You can get face-to-face with a woolly mammoth. I've always wanted to do that. It's one of my favorite dinosaurs, Jen.
They're fascinating.
That's right. They're those big, furry elephants with the tusks. It's like Jurassic Park in Philadelphia. Who's not going to love that? It opens to the public March 29th. And you can already reserve your tickets online at philadelphiazoo.org. That is Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.